Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is March 2nd, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. Purim is beginning at sundown right as we're starting this broadcast. So Chag Sameach Purim to all our Jewish brothers and sisters out there who are celebrating Purim, which begins at sundown. It really is hot. It really, the way you're really supposed to say it is Chag Purim Sameach. So that's how you say it. And happy Purim to our Jewish brothers and sisters. We're doing this tonight as the sun is going down, because during the night there's going to be a blood moon, and we're going to talk about that as well. So what a prophetic biblical Purim it has been. So let me say hi to people coming in the chat here. This is going to be a prophetically charged and packed night tonight, given what is happening within the earth right now. So let's see who's coming in. I see Ohio. God bless you. Cassatt, South Carolina. God bless you. Let's see who else is coming in here. Zanesville, Ohio. Hello. And Kansas as well. God bless you. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And shalom to you in Georgia. God bless you. Shalom to you in North Carolina as well. And in Lakeland, Florida. God bless you. I see California, St. Louis, Missouri, Selma, Alabama. God bless all of you coming in. Hello, Miss Renee. Renee's one of our moderators. She just came in. Welcome to all our moderators, by the way, and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Colorado in the house. God bless you. San Antonio, Texas. Hello to all our Texas viewers. There's many of them that are coming in. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. I see Baytown, Texas, the Philippines. Hello to our international audience coming in and our wonderful friends in the Philippines who are watching tonight. We're so happy to have you with us. I see Illinois and Shoemakers, Pennsylvania. God bless you both for coming in. Mesa, Arizona as well is here. Hello, Eileen in England. Hello to our wonderful viewers in England that are coming in. God bless you. Schenectady, New York. That's about an hour and a half north. Long Island, New York. That's about an hour and a half south of us. So we're sandwiched right in between both of you. Hello to our neighbors in New York that are coming in. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Sacramento, California, West Virginia, Delray Beach, Florida. God bless you. It was 10 degrees last night, I'm sure, at Delray Beach, Florida. It was far warmer than that. But we're on the tail end of it here in New York. So we're coming into spring. We're coming into spring. Waterloo, Iowa. God bless you. Ontario, Canada. Hello to all of our wonderful friends who are our viewers in Canada. We're very happy to have you joining us tonight. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Oh, Chag Purim Sameach to you. I see some of you putting that in the chat. Oh, let's see. Is Amanda Jewish? Well, it's believed that the Hungarian side of my family, because I'm mostly Italian, they fled during the Holocaust, and it was believed that they had Jewish blood, if you're curious. So, that's a little background there. Shalom to you in Maryland. God bless you. We see Las Vegas as well. And Enumclaw, Washington. God bless you. Scotland. Hello to our viewers in Scotland. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Palm Bay, Florida as well. God bless you, as well as Tennessee. We see you as well. Seattle, Washington, I see. Oh, let's see who else. We'll do a few more here. Hello, Anna in Illinois. God bless you. Very happy to have you on tonight. Michigan as well. I see Michigan in the house. They just came in. Oh, let's see. Waco, Texas. Pennsylvania, God bless all of you coming in, and we'll do one more. New Hampshire, hello to our wonderful friends in New Hampshire watching tonight, as well as everybody else coming in the United States and internationally. We're so happy to have you joining us. So what we're going to do before we get started on this biblical and prophetically charged night, given what is happening within the earth, there is a battle over a biblical timeline happening within the earth, because the Bible is living and active and current for every generation, and this is why we see these things happen. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and then we're going to get started on tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. We come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your word says, it is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, we humble ourselves before you today, Father God, with praise and thanksgiving. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, Father. Lord, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God, and we just praise you for your mercy, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He was the Passover lamb. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed, and we legally apply the stripes of the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. And Father, we praise you that at Calvary, he blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, it is finished. And he miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be with the Father. He victoriously took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place, into this office, into this property, into this broadcast, Father God. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the power of your presence move, Father God, that the atmosphere would be saturated, Lord, with your power, your might, your truth, your authority, that people would tangibly feel your presence tonight, that they would feel the conviction and the weight of who you are, that the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, will go out tonight, Father God, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor and minister to those who are watching tonight, that people would feel the conviction to come back to their shepherd, to come back to Almighty God, to come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, we ask you to have your way and go before us tonight. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Lord, order my words as we go forth in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father God. Lord, provide the precision and accuracy tonight, Father God, to speak forth the utterances, Father God, from your throne. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, and your weapons of war, Lord, to surround this place, the skies, the land, the perimeter of the property, north, south, east, west, to guard against every dimensional access point, that every work of darkness, iniquity, every weapon formed would be struck down in the name of Jesus Christ. It is written, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness, our vindication comes from you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over right now and rebuke and command be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, and dismantled by the holy fire of God, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. Every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, every hex, vex, spell, enchantment, sorcery, smote, dark arts, dark magic, witchcraft, water witchcraft, Father God, voodoo, any dark arts of any kind and any form of weaponized demonic activity, we command be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, and rendered powerless and cast out right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, to not return or have anything sent in its place, Father. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are our deliverer, Father God, our strong tower. Father God, you're the one that reverses decrees of destruction upon the wicked, Father God. You are the one that orders our steps, Father God. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. And we praise you, Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, has gone out into the earth, Father God, that your rulings from your throne, which are holy and righteous and just, have gone out into the earth, Father God. And we praise you, and we come together in agreement as your people, for it is written, one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Father, we are coming together tonight as your people, Father God, as a chosen generation, Lord. We praise you, we thank you, Father God. We praise you that every breath we have comes from you, Father God. You are Yahweh, you are the breath. Take all the glory for yourself tonight, Father God, and we honor, Lord, what you did for your people on Purim, Father God, delivering them, Father God, from the hands of the wicked. We praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to those of you jumping on. I felt that. I felt that. I'm actually heating up already. And let me just clear. Every time I pray, my hair goes down like this. And then when I get up, I have to flip it back to make sure I can see where I'm going as we start this prophetic evening. So, oh my goodness gracious, praise the Lord. So welcome everyone who is jumping in during prayer. If you could share this broadcast right now, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It is a blessing for us that you do that. If you have somebody who's curious about world events and why they're happening right now, send them here, because we're going to prophetically and biblically break this down for you, because the sun is going down, which means Purim has officially begun 2026. So once again, Chag Purim Sameach to our Jewish brothers and sisters and those who celebrate Purim. A happy Purim to you. Now, let's get into what's happening, because a lot happened over the weekend when the United States and Israel, in joint operations called Epic Fury and Roaring Lion, bombed Iran and took out the Ayatollah Khomeini and about 40 of his generals and officials. And this was within days of Purim, this happened. So we're going to get into all of that in just a minute. But the blood moon begins 3:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday. So during the night, the blood moon is going to happen on Purim. It happened on Purim last year, 2025. It's happening Purim 2026. This is the second year in a row that Purim has been marked by a blood moon. The next blood moon after this will be visible in the United States December 31st, 2028, which is not only the end of the year on our calendar going into 2029, but it is 1.5 months after the next election for the 48th president of the United States. Okay, so keep that in mind, that these are markers and the time these blood moons seem to be appearing are prophetic. Now, this comes on the heels, this blood moon in Purim, of Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion, a joint venture with the United States and Israel and other nations as well, that eliminated the Ayatollah Khomeini after that type of rule had been in place for 47 years. Now, to make this even more interesting, the date President Donald Trump was born, which was June 14th, 1946, there was a blood moon. The day President Trump was born, there was a blood moon. And now within his presidency, 2 years in a row, Purim is marked by a blood moon. These things are not accidents. They are prophetic alignments. Also, Saturday, February 28th, 2026, the day the Ayatollah is killed and these operations are launched, six planets just happen to align in the heavenlies. So you have the blood moon and you have six planets that just happen to align the day this occurs on Earth. Just an interesting fact there. So the death of the Ayatollah and the shift in Iran happened smack in the middle of six planets aligning and a blood moon marking Purim. Happened smack in the middle of these two events. This particular Ayatollah reigned for 36 years. So the Iranian Revolution happened in 1979 when this type of government took over, which was 47 years. But this particular Ayatollah reigned for 36 years. Let me read to you what Esther 3:6 says, because we're talking about Purim. Purim has to do with the book of Esther in the Bible. It has to do with decrees of destruction being sent out by the wicked against the people of God, and God raising up deliverers and his people and reversing those decrees of destruction upon the heads of the wicked. So this Ayatollah reigned, this particular one, 36 years. Esther 3:6 says, but he disdained laying hands on Mordecai alone. He is Haman. For they had told him who the people of Mordecai were. So Haman determined to destroy all Jews, the people of Mordecai, who lived throughout the kingdom of Ahasuerus. That's Esther 3:6. This Ayatollah served for 36 years. This prophetically aligns, because all this Ayatollah did was say death to Israel and death to America and say they were going to blow Israel off the map. What does Esther 3:6 say? Haman just didn't want to lay hands on Mordecai. He determined to destroy all the people of God, all the people of Mordecai. So that aligns based on what this, for 36 years, what this Ayatollah had been speaking. The Ayatollah also, which we'll get into in a little bit, he has some biblical names hidden within his name, and we'll get into that in a little bit. So just, it'll further confirm the alignment with the book of Esther that we are actively watching unfold in real time. So I want to play a clip for you, though. Last Thursday's broadcast was titled Purim 911. You're going to understand how prophetic that title was as the broadcast unfolds tonight and we begin to prophetically connect everything for you. But last Thursday, I spoke something 2 days before the attack, and it is in this clip, and I spoke it under the utterance of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to play that clip for you now. The blood moon is set to occur on Purim this year, March 3rd, 2026. The blood moon is set to begin at 12:44 a.m. Pacific time, 3:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Both of these equal 47. 1 plus 2 plus 44 is 47, and 3 plus 44 is 47, which just happens to be the presidency we are in. So you see, all of these things are not random. I believe it's attached to what's on the move in the realm of the spirit that we're watching align in the natural. And what this really is Purim 911. In the same year, the State of the Union began at 9/11. In the same year that Rosh Hashanah begins on 9/11. In the 9/11 window we're in, 2025 to 2027, with Trump's presidency is equaling 9/11 as well. If that is not an alarm sounding and a wake-up call, I don't know what is. And the way this is all lining up with Iran, if the U.S. and Israel go in to bomb Iran, the way this is lining up, it's going to be right before Purim or on Purim or within the vicinity of Purim, because the Hamans are being... Okay, so that was last Thursday. And I said, if the U.S. and Israel are going to bomb Iran, it is going to be right before Purim or exactly on Purim. And they not only bombed them 2 days before Purim, but it is still going on now on Purim. So praise the Lord for that. But this is a Purim 911. And we are going to get into truly what that means and the prophetic implications. How deep this runs is amazing. And we're going to break this all down for you. So first, I want to show you a couple of other things, though. So we're going to put up this Fox News article. This also, we're going to show you how this connects to Purim. Hegseth urges U.S. troops to stay focused as Operation Epic Fury devastates Iran. 2 days ago, the Iranian regime had 11 ships in the Gulf of Oman. Today, they have zero, CENTCOM said on X. The Iranian regime has harassed and attacked international shipping in the Gulf of Oman for decades. Those days are over. Now, in the book of Esther, Haman, you have Haman, and then you have his 10 sons. Haman plus his 10 sons were taken out when the decrees of destruction that they sent out, the Lord reversed it upon them. Haman plus his 10 sons equals 11. How many ships were taken out in the Gulf of Oman, Iranian ships? 11. Because you're going to see this keep aligning. That also aligns with 9/11. But you're going to see these prophetic parts of the book of Esther keep aligning with what we see unfolding right now in the earth. We're going to put up this other article for you because there's something else that keeps showing up that I want to show you as well. Tel Aviv analyst shelters from 30 missile sirens in 48 hours, says Iran, quote, won't recover. Remember, this is said in a headline. Iran, quote, won't recover. The past 48 hours in Tel Aviv have been unlike anything seen before, a leading security analyst has said, as sirens blared amid missile threats following Operation Epic Fury and the Operation Israel called Roaring Lion after they struck Iran. We are facing a biblical event. You're going to begin to see these news articles, the wording get very interesting. We are facing a biblical event, nothing less. Kobe Michael, a senior researcher at the Institute for National Security Studies and the Misgav Institute, told Fox News Digital, speaking from his shelter in the city. Shrapnel from missile impacts damaged at least 40 buildings in Tel Aviv, and authorities reported at least one death in the area from falling debris. Now, there's two things we're going to focus on here. Says Iran won't recover. So we're focusing on the title. Tel Aviv analyst shelters from 30 missile sirens in 48 hours, says Iran, quote, won't recover. Let me read to you the word of the Lord from October 14th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am weighing Israel in this hour, says the Lord. I am weighing their treachery and their righteous acts in my courts. I am capital, and their leader will fully yield to me, capital, says the Lord. For the yoke has been placed upon him, and he is my ox, capital, says the Lord. I am the Aleph, says the Lord. I am, and I will utilize him in this last time of his leadership to issue a blow to the Ayatollah in which recovery for his regime will be difficult, says the Lord. What did that news article say? Iran, quote, won't recover. What did the word say? I will issue a blow to the Ayatollah in which recovery for his regime will be difficult, says the Lord. For they chant death, death to what I have made, death to covenants in place. And for all the death they have shouted and sowed, so in this time, that is what they so shall receive. Their time to repent has thinned to a vapor, and the Iranian regime shall be shaken and sifted. The regime of Turkey shall be shaken and sifted. The regime of Lebanon, get in line with what I, the Lord, have declared, or your seat shall be ripped out from under you, for you make your people unnecessarily suffer. That was the word of the Lord from October 14th, 2024. And now it's showing up in the headlines, praise the Lord. Iran won't recover. And they're not going to recover in the way they once were. Let's put it that way. Now, we have another here. Another news article. You're going to see the number 40 show up again. Then I'm going to talk about it. The first one, it was 40 buildings. This is Israeli forces killed 40 top Iranian officials within a minute of opening, salvo IDF says. The IDF said the opening wave included simultaneous strikes at several locations in Tehran, where seven members of Iran's top security leadership were gathered. They killed 40 senior Iranian commanders within a minute in the opening wave of Operation Roaring Lion. We'll get into that as well. The IDF announced on Sunday, describing the strikes as preemptive blows against what it called threats posed by Iran's leadership. So this number 40 has come up in both these articles. 40 buildings hit, 40 senior Iranian commanders killed. Now, in Genesis 7:12, it says, It rained on earth for 40 days and 40 nights. In Matthew 4, verses 2 through 4, it says, after he had gone without food for 40 days and 40 nights, he became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But Jesus replied, it is written and forever remains written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. 40, biblically speaking, has to do with judgment, trial, with testing. It has to do with a cleansing. It rained 40 days and 40 nights in the book of Genesis in order to cleanse the wickedness from the earth. So the number 40 continuing to come up in this, in the midst, is it putting an exclamation point on this, that this is a very biblical event. This is an event that has to do with judgment and cleansing within the earth. Now, I'm going to give you Matthew 4:7 for a second, because this is a word for the administration right now. Matthew 4:7, right? We're in the 47th presidency. Matthew 4:7. Jesus said to him, on the other hand, it is written and forever remains written, you shall not test the Lord your God. In the middle of what's happening, this incredibly sobering biblical prophetic event, please don't say things like, we have the greatest military in the world and no one can touch it. Do not say this is the greatest administration and no one can touch it. No one includes Almighty God. And it's exalting your power above the Lord's. Do not do that in this time. But walk in humility, giving praise to God and thanking him for strengthening your hand to carry out what he has written on scrolls of judgment from his throne. He has yoked President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. He has yoked them like oxen to carry this out. Someone from the administration, and they may have, or if they do, this would be wonderful to come out publicly and acknowledge it as the hand of Almighty God in the appointed time by God. And this is why Iran's leadership has fallen and the United States and Israel has been utilized in this time. If they have done that, praise God. But that would be a very wise statement right now. But in the midst of doing this, pride cannot rear up and begin to say things like that. Because if the Lord raises kings up and he brings them low, what he did to the leader of Iran, he can do to other leaders as well. And leaders always have to keep that in perspective when these things are going on. Now, we're going to get into some very interesting stuff. If this is not interesting enough, wait till you see this. We're going to put up the news article for you. I almost fell on the floor when I saw this. Chasing the apocalypse. Radical Shiite clerics on American soil preach prophetic showdown with the U.S. Fox News digital investigation shows hardline Shiite ideologies framing conflict between U.S. and Iran as prophecy for the arrival of the Mahdi or the Messiah. The word prophetic is coming up in the secular news. So the word prophetic, the secular news, is now carrying the headlines and it calling it a prophetic showdown. It is. This is a prophetic showdown. The Lord God Almighty has adjudged the principality of Persia. He's judged the Hamans. He's called out Baal. He's redeeming the time because we are in a battle over a prophetic timeline. And Almighty God, in the midst of it, is redeeming the time because this is a highly prophetic time. This is a highly biblical hour that we are in. And now the secular news is calling it a prophetic showdown. You know why? Because the news is going to say what Almighty God wants them to say. When things like this happen, the news is going to speak what Almighty God is doing. Now, this is what the article says. For many, the war with Iran and the killing of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei might seem like the climactic end to a long, brutal reign of terror by the theological clerics who have run the country since 1979. But a Fox News digital investigation reveals that for certain hardline Shiite ideologies, including in the U.S., this is not an ending but a prophetic showdown that will usher in the arrival of the Mahdi, a Messiah, according to Islamic eschatology or theology of end times. Now, In this prophecy, the Mahdi will emerge to battle Dajjal, the Islamic equivalent of the Antichrist, in a final battle of Armageddon. For many of these ideologues, President Trump is the Dajjal. So they have named the wrong man the Dajjal, the first of all, okay? So the Mahdi will emerge to battle the... So they're basically calling President Trump the Antichrist. Well, because they do not understand the book of Revelation and where the Antichrist really comes from and the qualities that are spoken of biblically of what the Antichrist is going to possess and do. But this is in the mainstream media. Prophetic showdown, end times, Antichrist. It's all coming into mainstream now because it's hard to deny that this is a prophetic biblical event that we are watching unfold before our very eyes. The prophetic nature of the Bible is now coming into the news. That is exactly what we are watching happen. I mean, praise Almighty God for accuracy, but the prophetic nature of the Bible is now coming into the news. Now, to make things even more interesting, the regime in Iran, 12 days prior to these strikes, brought out an enormous statue of Baal on the anniversary of the Iranian Revolution and set it on fire. They actually brought out a statue of Baal 12 days prior to this attack and set it on fire. The word of the Lord came forth 4 days after that event, February 16th, 2026. And this is what the word of the Lord said. For Baal is being called upon, says the Lord. Baal cannot save you, O foolish leaders, for you are being handed over from such principalities by order of my court, says the Lord. I, the Lord, judge Baal in Egypt, and I shall do so now, says the Lord. For the bull that has risen up to be called upon shall be herded back into its place, says the Lord. For the ox is arising. The ox is arising in nations and being yoked for such a time to topple regimes I, the Lord, have judged. The ox, says the Lord. The aleph, says the Lord. The ox is rising out of Israel, says the Lord. For that stubborn bull is being yoked, says the Lord, to topple regimes and plow the field, says the Lord. The ox is arising in America to be yoked. A yoked pair of oxen, says the Lord, to tread upon the fields of corruption that have become ripe for harvest. That was the word of the Lord, February 16th, 2026, part of that word, that came just 12 days prior to these military operations, Epic Fury and Roaring Lion. Now, on Saturday night's emergency broadcast, when I went live on emergency, and if you haven't watched it, please do, because we go over a lot of prophecy in that. On that emergency broadcast, I had said this was a Mount Carmel moment in Iran, a showdown. So Fox News is calling this a prophetic showdown now. And on Saturday night, it left my mouth that this is the Mount Carmel moment. This is the showdown between God and Baal in that region and the principality of Persia. So we're going to play that clip for you now, and then we're going to continue to talk. This was Iran's Mount Carmel moment. What we just witnessed. It was Purim. Don't get me wrong. It's Purim. But this was also Iran's Mount Carmel moment. Baal is marched out. There is a challenge, right? Elijah comes. He goes, how long will you falter between two opinions? If Baal is God, choose him. But if God is God, choose him. But choose. And Baal is marched out. And there is a battle that ensues between Almighty God and Baal. Almighty God prevails through Elijah. And you know what happens to the prophets of Baal? They were slaughtered. So isn't it interesting that just 16 days prior to this happening, Baal is marched out in the open and the prophets of Baal 16 days later are slaughtered. You know why this was the Mount Carmel moment too? because the underground church of Iran, like the 50 prophets that were each hidden in two caves, equaling 100 prophets being hidden from Ahab and Jezebel, were praying and prophesying into the soil around Mount Carmel before that battle ensued. The underground church in Iran has been praying and prophesying into the soil of Iran, just as the 50 prophets hidden in each cave were, and then suddenly Baal is marched out, and 16 days later, the prophets of Baal are destroyed. The prophets of Baal are destroyed. That's not random. That is not an accident. It is not coincidence. This was the Mount Carmel moment that we witnessed, where Baal is marched out, and God is challenged, and Almighty God, the righteous judge, raises to that challenge. And fire is rained down. In the account with Elijah and Mount Carmel and Baal and the prophets of Baal, fire is rained down. In this account today, we watch fire be rained down. This was a Mount Carmel moment for Iran. And now Fox News itself is calling it a prophetic showdown between what is happening there in the United States of America and Israel. So we are watching this very prophetic moment come into the secular news, even with what's happening. I want to read to you Isaiah 66, verse 6, 666. This is very interesting. Isaiah 66, 6 says, "The sound of an uproar from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord providing retribution to his enemies." Israel's operation was named Roaring Lion. That spirit of Antichrist is being judged. Those who operated in it are being judged, because Almighty God from his throne is redeeming the time. This is a battle over a prophetic timeline right now. February 16th, 2026, that same word of the Lord. "They shall," says the Lord, "uproar in the nation. What you see rise out of Iran from the people shall rise in Canada," says the Lord. They shall uproar in the nation. That matches that Isaiah 66, 6. And that was the word of the Lord, February 16th, 2026. And we'll probably go back to that specific word one more time. But I want to take you to Isaiah 47, verses 9 through 11, 47:9-11. You're going to see a prophetic pattern emerge with this as we continue. Isaiah 47, verses 9 through 11 says, "But these two things shall come to you abruptly in one day, loss of children and widowhood. They will come on you in full measure in spite of your many sorceries, in spite of the great power of your enchantments. For you have trusted and felt confident in your wickedness. You have said, 'No one sees me.' Your wisdom and your knowledge have led you astray. And you have said in your heart, 'I am, and there is no one besides me.' Therefore, disaster will come on you. You will not know how to make it disappear. And disaster will fall on you, for which you cannot atone with all your offerings to your gods. And destruction, about which you do not know, will come on you suddenly." This is Isaiah 47, verses 9 through 11. That regime, that rule has been in effect 47 years. And President Trump is the 47th president, and Isaiah 47 is a judgment on the wicked, and says, "But these two things shall come upon you abruptly in one day, loss of children and widowhood." Let's put up the article, because that's exactly what happened. Multiple members of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's family killed in U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran. Multiple members of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's family, including his daughter and grandchild, and we can only pray that that child is with the Lord, that the grandchild, the young grandchild, is with the Lord, were killed when the U.S. and Israel launched airstrikes against Iran Saturday morning. The eliminated 86-year-old tyrant's daughter-in-law and son-in-law were also killed in the joint military attack dubbed Operation Epic Fury, according to Iranian state media. Now, I'm going to read, knowing this now, I'm going to read Isaiah 47, 9 through 11 again. 47, 9, 1, 1. But these two things shall come to you abruptly in one day: loss of children and widowhood. That's what happened. They will come on you in full measure in spite of your many sorceries, in spite of the great power of your enchantments. For you have trusted and felt confident in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have led you astray. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. Therefore, disaster will come on you. You will not know how to make it disappear. And disaster will fall on you, for which you cannot atone with all your offerings to your gods. And destruction, about which you do not know, will come on you suddenly. President Trump is the 47th president. And in the 47th year since the Iranian Revolution and the Ayatollah took over, the Ayatollah is killed. And he's killed on February 28th. On the Islamic calendar, February 28th is the 11th day of the ninth month, 9/11. Isaiah 47, 9 through 11. The Ayatollah is killed on the ninth month and the 11th day on the Islamic calendar. You're going to begin to see a very prophetic pattern forming when it comes to this. 47, 9/11. We're going to see this over and over again on this Purim. But that is what happened. And it matches Isaiah 47, verses 9 through 11. Now, let's talk about how 9/11 prophetically is involved in a battle over a prophetic timeline and involved in Purim 9/11, because this is mind-blowing. Let me break this down for you. The Ayatollah took over February 11th, 1979, after the Iranian Revolution. 9/11 is in that date, the 11 from the February 11th, and then you have the 9 in 1979. 9/11 is in the date that the Ayatollah took over Iran. Okay, 47 years later, February 2026, remember, the Ayatollah's regime takes over in February. 47 years later, February 26th, where President Trump is the 47th president, and President Trump's State of the Union address, beginning at exactly 9/11 Eastern Standard Time, where he addressed Iran. Days later, the Ayatollah and 40 of his top officials are eliminated, including his family members. The corresponding calendar date for February 28th, the day the strikes began, the day the Ayatollah was killed, on the Islamic calendar is the 11th day of the ninth month, 9/11. Muslims attempted to attack Austria on 9/11/1863, which was called the Battle of Vienna. 9/11/2001, the Twin Towers fell. While President Trump monitored the operation, he wore a specific hat, his 45-47 hat. I don't know if we have the picture of it that we can show, but he wore a specific hat. This was on Fox News. 45-47. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. He wore a hat that equals 9/11. This all happens within a two-year window, 2025 to 2027. That also happens to equal 9/11. 2 plus 2 is 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. Esther 9/11 says, on that day, the number of those who were killed at the citadel in Susa was reported to the king. 9/11. On that day, the number of those who were killed at the citadel, which is the capital, in Susa, was reported to the king. And this year, 2026, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, is set to begin on 9/11. If this is all not an alarm and a wake-up call going off, I don't know what is. This is a battle over a prophetic timeline. This is reclaiming time. This is the Bible and its prophetic timelines coming into play in our modern day times. There is a 9/11 alarm that is attached to all of this. And that two-year window between 2025 and 2027 equals 9/11. And we're going to see that keep coming up within that window. We are going to watch this prophetically keep repeating over and over again, because the Lord is waking his people up in this time. He's trying to wake the media up. He's shaking the world. He's sifting nations. This is a 9/11. This is a Purim 9/11 if I've ever seen it. It's an incredible time to be alive. It's a highly biblical time to be alive. February 28th on the Jewish calendar also happens to be the 11th of Adar. On the Islamic calendar, it is the 9th month, 11th day, 9/11. Now, let's talk about the book of Esther, since we're setting the premise here. Today at sundown began Purim. Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion has now gone into Purim. The fall of Iran has now hit a collision course and converged with Purim. Purim, the book of Esther, divine reversals against decrees of destruction. Haman from the line of Amalek raising up against the people of God, having those decrees of destruction set out to completely destroy them. The book of Esther takes place in Persia, which is Iran, in the capital, which in the book of Esther, it was Susa. Tehran is the capital in modern day, where we just saw this play out. Esther 3:1 says, after these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and established his authority over all the officials who were with him. Haman comes from the line of Amalek. He is birthed out of King Saul's disobedience when he did not obey the command of the Lord and destroy all of Amalek. The king of Amalek, who was Agag, who kept alive by Saul for a time, assaulted a Jewish maidservant, and the line of Amalek continued, and that is where Haman comes from. The Lord said in his word he would war with Amalek every generation. In fact, Exodus 17:16 says, the Lord has sworn an oath, the Lord will have war against the people of Amalek from generation to generation. That every generation he would war with Amalek. He would war with that line of Haman. Now, Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion begins February 28th, 2026, which is 9/11 on the Islamic calendar. And this happens just days before Purim. That's when the Ayatollah is killed. 9/11 on the Islamic calendar. Just days before Purim on the Jewish calendar. The battle has now gone into Purim 2026. And to prove to you further that the word of God is living and active and current for every generation, and that this is a prophetic timeline, and that this is a Purim battle to overthrow that spirit of Haman and Amalek and reverse those decrees of destruction, let me show you what I found in the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini's name, the leader of Iran, who was just eliminated after slaughtering well over 42,000 of his own people, which is what Haman sought to do, was to annihilate the people in the book of Esther. Let me show you, to further prove this prophetically, what is hidden in the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini's name. From his name, you can spell Haman Amalek. Haman and Amalek is who was destroyed on Purim. And just days before Purim 2026, on 9/11 on the Islamic calendar, just 2 days before Purim on the Jewish calendar, the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, who just happens to have Haman and Amalek in his name, is destroyed. If that isn't prophetically and biblically lining up, I don't know what is. Book of Esther, Purim, Haman wants to destroy the people of God. The Ayatollah has Haman and Amalek in his name. Haman comes from the line of Amalek. The decrees of destruction reverse upon Haman and his sons and destroy them. And we watch this all happen 2 days before Purim. And now this conflict, these operations have gone into Purim 2026, marked by a blood moon. So days before Purim, the leader that has Haman and Amalek and his name is eliminated on the date on the Islamic calendar that equals 9/11. And now it's gone into Purim marked by a blood moon. Esther 9:11 says, on that day, the number of those who were killed at the citadel in Susa was reported to the king. That was when the decrees of destruction reversed. See, Esther 9:11 is after those decrees reversed upon the senders. And after it reverses, Esther 9:11 says the number of those who were killed at the citadel were reported to the king. Now, Haman had 10 sons who were also killed. So we should be seeing this pattern over and over again, prophetically aligning with this. Well, we're going to put up the Fox News article for you to show you. Trump says U.S. sank 10 ships in Iran strike, last best chance to act. President Donald Trump Monday said the United States and Israel's joint military operation against Iran was our, quote, our last best chance to strike to eliminate the intolerable threats posed by Tehran, which that's the threats that the that were posed by these wicked people were just beyond wicked and vindictive and problematic. The U.S. will continue the operation with ferocious, unyielding resolve, Trump said, adding that the U.S. already has sunk 10 of Iran's naval vessels, in addition to eliminating now 49 of its top leaders. Now, before Haman and Amalek fall, decrees of destruction go out. An outcry goes out. Before Amalek falls, well, let me back up for a minute here. Let me back up for a minute. Trump says the U.S. sank 10 ships. Haman had 10 sons that were also killed. This happens right before Purim. These 10 ships are sank. So that aligns. But before Amalek falls, they bring an outcry. When that spirit knows its days are numbered in territories and it's going to fall, an outcry is brought. Look in the past years before the fall of the leadership of Iran. What was the outcry in this nation and in Europe that was brought? Amalek, Free Palestine, Islam, Zoram Mamdani, who happens to have Haman in his name also, being elected. And approaching Rosh Hashanah 2026, right? We saw that happen in New York City. And I believe because it's beginning on 9/11 this year, Rosh Hashanah, it's an appointed time for New York City this year as well. But that outcry brought in this nation in Europe was that principality and power and ruler of the darkness attempting to get ahead of the timeline to derail what we just witnessed. This incredibly biblical event we just witnessed. What did Haman do? He sent out the decree of destruction first. What did Amalek do? It brought an outcry in this nation and in the nations in Europe before this happened in order to try to derail it. Those are the decrees of destruction that are going out first. Now, February 20th, 2025, word of the Lord, the Hamans have gone out to hunt was the title of the word. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, an attack on Israel in the midst of exchange, capitals. O Israel, be alert in this time, for Haman has gone out to hunt, says the Lord. Be alert that you are not struck around the time of Purim. Israel was hit. Tel Aviv was hit around the time of Purim. Be alert that you are not struck around the time of Purim, says the Lord, for it is marked, says the Lord. The enemy desires to make a mark for his kingdom at such a time and cause attacks and shakings within a 2-week window from Purim, says the Lord. Wait, for I, the Lord, have marked such for great reversals within the earth. So the Lord is saying the enemy desires to make a mark for his kingdom at such a time and cause attacks and shakings within a 2-week window from Purim, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, have marked such a time. I have marked such for capitals, great reversals within the earth. And that exactly is what we are watching now come to pass. This word was given 1 year and 8 days prior to the attack that happened on February 28th. Word of the Lord, February 20th, 2025. For the year of the Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord. Capitals, a year of reversals, overturnings, sifting, shaking, shock, says the Lord, shock. You know why the year of Purim reversals was about to begin? Because Purim 2025 was marked by a blood moon. That marked a year's time going to Purim 2026, which is marked by a blood moon, by God, for a year of reversals, overturnings, siftings, shakings, shock, says the Lord, shock. We have seen all of that in great capacity in the United States of America and the nations of the earth and Iran. We have seen it with other files coming out in this nation. We have seen it with other fraud being exposed in this nation. We are now seeing the overturnings happen in leadership. We are seeing the shock. So that was a marked time that began right after this word was given, when Purim 2025 started, the countdown clock started. We'll continue with this word of the Lord, February 20th, 2025. This is a time, says the Lord, of reckoning, capitals, and of promotion for my people amidst the outcry to destroy. I, the Lord, promoted Esther and Mordecai, says the Lord. The enemy is out for blood. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. However, says the Lord, I have come to give life and life more abundant. That's capital. I have positioned capital, my people, for promotion, who are steadfast in this time, who speak truth, who obey and do my will, says the Lord. My will, and do not speak with a company of voices such as Ahab's prophets did. I am calling the Micaiahs in this time, says the Lord, for it is my truth that will destroy such plans in this time. That was from February 20th, 2025. Now, we are about to, because Purim starts tonight at sundown, it goes to tomorrow at sundown, March 3rd. We are about to enter a highly volatile window between Purim and Passover. There is exactly 30 days from the time Purim begins to the beginning of Passover, which falls early this year, and it falls April 1st, 2026. Both Purim and Passover have to do with judgment and deliverance and an uprooting and overturning of wicked leadership. This battle with Iran is entering this highly volatile window. And we're going to go back to December 20th, 2026. Word of the Lord. December 20th, 2026. We posted it the 29th on the blog, but the word was originally given December 20th, 2026. And this is what it says. As they secretly make dark deals to keep their seats, the scandal that coils over shall intensify in order to bring forth a standard of accountability, says the Lord, against corrupt agents who are tethered to the kingdom of darkness and groups who funnel terror, says the Lord. You shall watch this unfold with a January of jeers, says the Lord. The enemy may attempt to cause fear to open gates. However, I, the Lord, shall cause jeers at those who are involved in such acts, says the Lord. A January of justice, says the Lord, shall lead to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar capital, R-O-A-R, in March, says the Lord. The January of justice shall cause much shock, says the Lord. It shall shake the media, says the Lord. Plots uncovered shall even rattle the cabinet, says the Lord, so they reevaluate their relationships with me, and some will fully come unto me, the Lord thy God, from such, says the Lord. A January of justice leads to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar in March. The two operations were named Epic Fury, as in ferocious, and Roaring Lion. An Epic Fury, ferocious February, happened February 28th, 2026, setting up for a roar in March. We have entered March now, and Operation Roaring Lion is still in full swing in that area of the Middle East. So praise the Lord for that, because the January of justice was Maduro. So Maduro was taken down in the January of justice. Also, the Epstein files, I believe, were released at the end of January into February, setting up for a ferocious February, Operation Epic Fury, February 28th, setting up for a roar in March, Operation Roaring Lion. Now, The entire month of March is in this window between Purim and Passover. So a roar in March, we will see this in many forms with more than one nation. We're going to see this in many forms with more than one nation. Now, February 26, 2023, a year almost to the day of Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lions deployment, I deliver a word from the Lord in no other than Warrior, Alabama. The place and the date are as important as what the word says. February 26, 2023, 2 years almost to the day of Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion, in Warrior, Alabama, I deliver this word. And it's interesting because it was February 26, 226. 2 plus 26 happens to equal 28. So that is very interesting because that was the day of the deployment of these operations as well as the Ayatollah's death. But this is what the word of the Lord says from February 26, 2023. Benjamin, son of my right hand, I am calling through the darkness. I'm calling to you to turn to my word and to know in whom your salvation is, and he shall know it. And at some point in his life, he shall declare it, says the Lord. For he is coming under that yoke, and he will be the ox for me, says the Lord, that topples the regime of Iran. He shall be the ox for me that helps plow the fields in America. For your nation is meant to be a friend and a brother to Israel, and that needs to be reconciled in this season, says the Lord. For they attempted to separate it. They have attempted to sever the relationship and destroy it. And in this season, by my balm, I, the Lord, shall begin to soothe the wounds and the boils that are broken out and heal that relationship. And those that want to be Sauls and go after their own people, you shall fall by your own sword in this season. You shall, for you have turned to the way of Cain. You have turned the way of Balaam, and you have but a little time left before your seat is replaced. And it shall not be a charging donkey, says the Lord, that replaces it, for that stubborn mule shall be subdued and put in its place, says the Lord. What is happening right now? The Democrats are frantically getting to Washington, D.C. to try to pass something to limit President Trump's powers in this. There's your stubborn mule that's about to be put down. But what did the Lord say in this about Benjamin Netanyahu? He shall be the ox for me that topples the regime of Iran. February 26, 2023, the Lord said, it shall be Benjamin Netanyahu that shall be the ox for me that topples the regime in Iran and helps plow the fields in America, because President Trump was yoked by God also in this. Ox are powerful animals. And if they're not yoked, they're so powerful, they can become destructive. But when they're yoked by the master and the master is steering them, they actually become incredible tools. And this is what we are watching happen and unfold before us. Word of the Lord, April 4th, 2025. They have been enticed by a serpent to come out for a strike, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it shall be a backdraft through the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord. And the general, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down for the move they shall make. For a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran, says the Lord. And a very capital sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Turkey, says the Lord. For Turkey is about to rear up for a strike. However, when you do, O blasphemer who attempts to resurrect the lifeless Ottoman Empire, when you do, says the Lord, Turkey shall shake, says the Lord. Watch what Turkey does in the middle of all of this. Watch them. This was April 4th, 2025. A backdraft through the Ayatollah's court. They've been enticed by a serpent to come out for a strike. They're saying the head of the snake got cut off. That's what people are saying about this. However, says the Lord, it shall be a backdraft through the Ayatollah's court and the generals. That is who was killed on February 28th in those strikes. Says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down for the move they shall make. For a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran. Fire was rained down. Fire was rained down on the high officials, the generals, the Ayatollah on February 28th, 2026, just days before Purim 2026. February 16th, 2026. We're going to go back to this word now. I, the Lord thy God, have ruled and determined disaster against leadership in the Middle East, for the time has come of their judgment, of their revocation, of a reversal of decades of decrees of destruction, that's an Esther reference, that have been sent forth in the spirit and the natural by the prince of Persia, that principality and the leadership of Iran. The principality in this hour has called for great sacrifice and the shedding of much blood upon the soil of Iran, says the Lord, in order to attempt to legally hold together a crumbling altar that the Ayatollah has stoked for decades. And the outcry in the spirit has gone forth for the shedding of much blood, says the Lord. However, says the Lord thy God, this day, the Ayatollah and his highest generals and advisors shall be pulled from their holes, says the Lord, for they hide amongst the rocks. They hide, says the Lord, amongst their underground facilities. They hide, says the Lord, some in Iraq, says the Lord. Some are seeking safe passage to Russia, says the Lord, and to England, says the Lord, and to Spain, says the Lord. Right now, says the Lord, the leadership of these nations are secretly making deals with leadership from the Ayatollah's court, and these deals shall be found out. And since, says the Lord, they have risen and taken counsel against me and my plans, they have risen and played the thieves for their gods. They have attempted, as Haman, Esther reference, to make such deals. They shall be hunted, says the Lord. Their leadership roles shall be taken, says the Lord, for a great purge is nearing the appointed hour within the earth. For in order for what I have written in my word to align, there must be shifting and changings of leadership, says the Lord. And in this hour, in this time, you shall see operations, military operations that will shock the world. How such could have been done. Nations within Europe are secretly coming to align with such, even Saudi Arabia, says the Lord. The day the attack started, Saudi Arabia, a base, I believe it was a base, was hit. They jumped into the fight. Saudi Arabia jumped in to assist the U.S. and Israel against Iran. We are watching the hunter become the hunted. We are watching that November 26, 2019 prophecy unfold 7 years later before our very eyes. Now, before I continue, the Holy Spirit has reminded me of something to say, and I want to say it because I don't want to forget. People of Iran, I want you to listen to me for a moment from the Lord. The underground church in Iran, you have a very important role to play in this. You need to get anointing oil and begin to anoint and saturate the ground of Iran and tear down these altars that have been stoked for 47 years. Church of Iran, this is your time. Take the oil, rise up, anoint your land, let it go into the soil and tear down these altars, because Almighty God has given you a window to do this. The Church of Iran spiritually is playing such an important role. You are a royal priesthood. You are a Gideon of this time. And the first thing God had Gideon do was go and tear down the altar of Baal and build an altar to Almighty God. You have been commissioned, Church of Iran and people of Iran, to anoint the ground, to dedicate it to Almighty God, to tear down the altar of Baal that they tried to establish, to tear down these wicked altars that they established during the Islamic Revolution. Tear them down. Anoint your land. Dedicate it to the Lord. Come to know Jesus Christ in this hour as your Lord and Savior. But the underground church of Iran needs to do this. God has given you a window to do this, and you need to take the oil, and you need to saturate the ground, and you need to dedicate it to the Lord and tear down these altars that have been stoked by wicked men and principalities for decades, because now is your hour to do so. This is the word of the Lord going forth for the Church of Iran. This is so important that they need to do this in this time, because a vacuum is not only created in the natural now, a vacuum has been created in the spirit. And there are principalities this very hour that are warring each other to try to gain that territory in this time. Don't allow the thief to come in and steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, because Almighty God has given you life and life more abundant. Seize the moment. Seize the opportunity. God has given it to you. He has tasked you with this. He has commissioned you, Church of Iran, to do this. Go anoint your land and dedicate it now on Purim. Because those decrees of destruction reversed. And in the book of Esther, when those decrees of destruction reversed, Esther went before the king and she pleaded with him. And he took his signet ring off. He gave it to Esther and Mordecai. And they wrote new edicts to override the edicts of Haman. And they were sent out into the provinces. And it ratified the people of God to fight for their land. Rewrite the edicts on Purim, Church of Iran. Rewrite them. Esther and Mordecai were given charge by the king to rewrite these edicts. Go rewrite these edicts in the realm of the spirit for your land, because God has given you in his mercy an opportunity to do so. Church of Iran, rise up and do this in this time and see what happens. Praise the Lord. I felt the power of Almighty God all over that. This is a commission he is giving the Church of Iran in this time. And Iran, I said it last time, I'll say it again. Iran will celebrate Purim. Queen Esther is buried there. Mordecai is buried there. Iran will celebrate Purim. You will see Purim celebrations in Iran once again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. Okay. Praise the Lord. I got that out because the Lord stopped me while I was reading that word. And he reminded me that I needed to speak that to the Church of Iran right now. If you know people, if you have family members in Iran that are Christians right now, call them. Call them and have them go and anoint the ground and tear down these altars in Jesus' name. Now, back to this very epic Purim that we're dealing with right now. The first military strike against Iran that the U.S. did was June 2025. The last one was February 28th, 2026, right into the beginning of March, where we are now. Let me show you what Esther chapter 9, verses 25 through 26 says. But when it came before the king, he commanded in writing that Haman's wicked scheme, which he had devised against the Jews, was to return on his own head, and that he and his sons should endure what he planned for the Jews and be hanged on the gallows. That's verse 25. Verse 26. Therefore, they called these days Purim, after the name Pur, which means lot, and because of all the instructions in this letter and what they had faced in this regard and what had happened to them. That is Esther chapter 9, verses 25 through 26. The first military strike was June 2025, and this one becomes February 28th, 2026, 2 days before Purim, on the heels of Purim, on the 11th day of the ninth month on the Islamic calendar. So this is all prophetically aligning with what we are watching unfold. The book of Esther is prophetically aligning with what we are watching happen in Iran. And Esther happened in Iran. The book of Esther takes place in Persia, which is Iran. Iran fell, think about this. Iran, where the book of Esther took place, fell. The Ayatollah Khomeini fell between two blood moons that both marked Purim. He fell within that year between two blood moons that marked Purim 2025 and Purim 2026. If that is not the timing of God and the judgments of God and the act of God and God, who is the Word, aligning with events in the earth, I don't know what is, because it is so prophetic and it is so biblical that you've got the secular news calling it a prophetic showdown and saying words like Antichrist, apocalypse, prophetic showdown. That just doesn't happen. That happened because this is a force right now. This is a force we're dealing with. And the force is Almighty God, Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, that has gone out into the earth. His decrees have gone out into the earth, and it's reversing decades worth of decrees of destruction. And we are watching that actively happen real time. Now, to show you something even more interesting, something happened to me the day before Iran fell and the day before the Ayatollah was killed. And I'm going to put up the picture for you and explain. We went to the new property because there was work being done. And 10 feet from our front door on the new property was an injured red-tailed hawk. And Brian, who was working there, quickly got a drop cloth for me because I didn't have my special gloves to handle these type of birds with me. And I wrapped the drop cloth around the hawk and I picked it up. And promptly called my team to please bring me a carrier and the special gloves because this bird's talons are razor sharp. And so, yep, there he is at the animal hospital. So I take this injured hawk, which is a predator. This is a bird of prey. It's a predatory bird and it's injured. And so I pick up the injured hawk and I call my team. And there is a wonderful animal hospital in Brewster that treats raptors, which is the category a hawk is in, a red-tailed hawk. And so my team comes to the new property, gets the hawk from me. I get the special gloves on. I load the hawk into the carrier for them, and they bring it to the animal hospital where the doctor is waiting. Well, when my team got there, they called me after. And they said, Amanda, they asked for a name for the hawk. And without me prompting, without me involved, they said, we named the hawk Freedom. So a wounded predatory animal and Freedom was birthed forth out of it. This happened the day before Iran fell. This prophetically unfolds on the new property. So now this hawk Freedom is at this wonderful animal hospital in Brewster where they are treating him, and they are going to call me and let me know what is happening with Freedom and if he can be released. But literally the day before, it was Friday, this unfolds at about 3:30 p.m. on the new property. A wounded predator that's down. Freedom comes forth out of it. And the day later, Iran fell and the Ayatollah was killed. And that was a sign. All of that transpired in the new property, that was from the Lord, because you don't find an injured red-tailed hawk every day 10 feet from your front door, just sitting there. And that is what happened. And that is what unfolded. You know why? Because there was a shift prophetically in the realm of the spirit that was impacting many parts of the earth in that moment. It was impacting parts of the natural. And that was a sign of the predator that was about to be wounded and fall, where Freedom would be birthed forth from that. So I wanted to share that with you because it was so incredible. And I was walking around holding the hawk and it was falling asleep in my arms. And the guys working there said, we can't believe this hawk is so comfortable. I said, guys, it's the anointing. I can't explain it. This has been going on since I'm a kid. And we're good till my team shows up with the gloves. I got him secure. So that's what happened the day before. And now we are watching one of the most prophetic Purims that I have seen in my lifetime on a global scale unfolding before our very eyes. Because God marks the times and seasons. He has an appointed time. You see, the enemy seeks to change the times and seasons. It talks about that in the book of Revelation as well. He seeks to come in and change the times and seasons, but God marks the times and seasons, and he marks appointed times within the earth. And this is a marked appointed time within the earth. And leaders should tremble at the fear of the Lord right now throughout the earth. Royal families should tremble right now at the fear of the Lord throughout the earth, because that is next. Royal Family of England, Saudi Arabia. Watch what happens with them. Watch the unusual events that begin to unfold with them on a national and global scale that is going to grab the attention of the world. That's the hour we're in. And this is the only, not the only leader that's going to fall this way in this time. This is an appointed time marked by God for leaders that have sent out decades of decrees of destruction and shed innocent blood, that is required of them now for what they have done because they haven't repented. That is the time we are watching occur. And you know what? Those on the conservative and liberal side that want to run their mouths, go take it up with God. Because what you're doing too in this hour is you're challenging his deity and his times and seasons and his decrees and what he desires in the earth, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's not yours. You're not the creator. He is. He created it. He's marking the times and seasons, and he has to shift things in order to make it align with the timeline in order to match this living, active book, which is living and active and current for every generation. And we are watching that unfold before our very eyes, so much so the secular media is saying things you rarely see them say, because it's so in your face and undeniable what is happening. And this should be, the fear of the Lord should fall upon the administration with this. I'm telling you, it should. Because it's a marked, appointed time, which means this is a high alert moment in this nation. This is an Esther 2 moment. The king's guards conspiring against him in this nation. This is a high alert time for the wolf pack going out and dispersing, and lone wolves going out in order to try to instill fear and terror, and in order now to try to shed blood for these crumbling altars in the spirit that these principalities and rulers have held for decades are now coming down. This is not the time for the church to rest on its laurels. This is the time for the church to put its foot on the proverbial spiritual gas and go. That's what time it is for the church right now. When Esther and Mordecai saw what was happening, they didn't back off. They put their foot on the gas. They went before the king, and they wanted these decrees reversed. Church, you got to put your foot on the spiritual gas in this time and press in and decree and declare and speak the word of the Lord and speak his word that's living and active. And activate your faith and use the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of destruction of strongholds. And speak with that faith and that tenacity and that boldness that comes from being equipped with the power and authority from Almighty God. We need to step into the authority. Too much of the church has wanted to skate around it, go around it, sidestep it, tiptoe it. It is time to step into the authority of God for the sake of this nation and the nations of the earth in this hour. The church has a crucial role to play. Crucial in this. Church of Iran, you have a crucial role right now with what's happening spiritually and physically in your nation. We have a crucial role right now in the earth. And we have to understand that Almighty God sees things very different than we do in our finite minds. He sees beyond what we can see. And his judgments are righteous and pure because of that. And when he determines disaster against a leader, it is righteous and pure because he has seen it all, and he has seen into the future already, if he lets that leader continue, what they will do. And this is why he has determined between two blood moons right before Purim, connected to 911, to sound the alarm in the nations for this to happen. It is a highly prophetic Purim. It is a highly explosive Purim. We are entering a very explosive window between Purim and Passover that this conflict is going to spill into now. And these are not the only principalities that are going to stir up in this time that are connected to nations that don't serve Almighty God. You're about to see some of these nations get stirred into a tizzy by these principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness because they're losing territory and they're getting cornered. And this is why you have to intercede and pray for President Trump and the cabinet. A, that pride doesn't enter and set a snare and a trap to cause them to fall in this time, but also for their physical protection of them and their families. Because the kingdom of darkness is bringing an outcry in this hour to attempt on the lives of high leadership of this nation. You need to intercede and pray for Marco Rubio. You need to intercede and pray for the cabinet and President Trump. You need to pray for the families, because if the enemy can't get to you, he's going to try to get to something you love. Tulsi Gabbard is another one. Intercede and pray. Intercede and pray, because the enemy is bringing an outcry because he is losing those territories and those altars are getting torn down. Bibi Netanyahu is another one to watch, what they're going to attempt on him. It's going to be a twofold attack trying to happen at once to try to take him out. Watch, intercede and pray, and then you're going to see something very similar happen to President Trump. Because Israel and the United States, as much as people don't want to admit it, are connected in the realm of the spirit. They are. And you talking about it on your conservative or liberal talk shows, that it's not, doesn't make it go away. Getting in the word of God and actually understanding what the hey is going on right now, and getting the wisdom from the Lord and actually understanding that these are living, active, breathing words, and this is why we're watching it unfold, that is what should be going on right now. That is what should be going on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, we got to start to land this plane right now. We got to start to land the plane. Okay, I'm going to put a brace for impact because the blood moon is on it. And the blood moon is happening today in New York at 3:44 a.m. And I talk about blood moons in this book. So you can go to arcofgrace.org. You can pre-order Brace for Impact. It comes out early April 2026. So if you go to arcofgrace.org and scroll down the front page, you'll see this. And you can order Brace for Impact. It's a great book, too, for people who are like, what is going on here? I have never seen anything like this. This is a book for them then to help them understand what is happening right now, all the way up to 2028. So you can go get that. Also, we have a free newsletter that we would love to be able to send you that our team works very hard on. So if you go to arcofgrace.org, on the front page, you're going to see two buttons. You have the donation button and you have newsletter sign up. Or you can do that, or you can go here to arcofgrace.org/newsletter. You can sign up. We would love to be able to keep in touch with you and send you that newsletter. We also have arcofgrace.org/events. If you need our mailing address, if you need information because you want to help, out with what we're doing and you want to help out with the sanctuary and all the other things we're doing, you could go to arcofgrace.org/events. We have put all of that pertinent information there for you as well. Also, our prayer line. We have a prayer line. You can call it. It's free. It is Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You could call one of the two phone numbers on the screen. We have prayer warriors that are waiting to pray with you and to speak with you. So please utilize it. We are thrilled we're able to bring you a prayer line. So it is free, and we just encourage our audience to utilize it. Also, our social media handles. We're going to put them up just in case you're new here. We have Rumble, YouTube, TikTok is Ark of Grace Ministries. Telegram, Ark of Grace News. Truth Social is Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, Ark of Grace 88. X at Amanda Grace _AOG. Also, we have Ark of Grace Sanctuary handles. TikTok, Ark of Grace Sanctuary, Facebook, Ark of Grace Sanctuary, and Instagram. We have a brand new Instagram, Ark of Grace Sanctuary account. You can follow us there to learn all about what we're doing at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Praise the Lord. And there's me with little Chet, by the way, who's doing just wonderful. He just likes being with his cockatiel friends now that he has. And he's in the other room right now, actually. He's having a conversation right now with the other birds that are in the cage with him. Also, couple more things. We're going to put up grid down, chow down. This is Grid Down Chow Down. This is grass-fed, grass-finish, freeze-dried beef that lasts 10 to 15 years. It is incredibly healthy. It is amazing, especially with what is going into our food supply. This is pure grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And we love that Jordan and Nace put a salvation track in every bag. So they're preaching the gospel with every bag they sell. It's also made in the USA as well. They also have beef jerky for humans, and they have beef jerky for dogs. And the only ingredient, grass-fed, grass-finished beef. So if you want to give your dog or your pet a healthy treat option, you can get their dog jerky. And you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC for a discount. But they make an amazing product, and it is shelf stable, and all you have to do is reconstitute it with water. Also, Century H2O, speaking of water, this is Century H2O. It is a 5-stage under the sink water treatment system that removes harmful toxins. It increases the alkalinity in the water, and it is easy to install. It is not only great for you, but for your pets. This is great for apartments as well. They have whole house water systems as well, and they have portable ones now. You can hook up to your hose to feed your livestock and to feed your horses and filter their water as well. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can click on Century H2O and use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. And that's all we'll do tonight. We won't go to commercial tonight, being what the gravity of the night here. But we thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, for staying on with us. Thank you so much. Once again, Chag Purim Sameach to our Jewish brothers and sisters. See if you can see the blood moon tonight. I'm personally going to set my alarm to get up to watch this after the incredible prophetic events that have unfolded. The Lord has had me prophesying against the leader of Iran for 6 years. So to watch this unfold in this time, all glory to God. It's incredible. It's sad that he fell the way he did. It's sad his family fell the way they did. But I praise the Lord not only for accuracy, but God is a God of his word. He is faithful and just to see his word to completion. And I give him all the glory and praise for that. So we hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be back on later on in the week live. We will announce the day that's going to be. It's either going to be Thursday or Friday. So stay tuned for that. And we will be putting out shorts. Also, the shorts we put out over the weekend, you might want to go watch them. One of them is going absolutely viral right now. And we give all glory to God for that and for his favor and for what he's doing with it. But the one we put out Saturday morning, and we put another one out Saturday afternoon. So if you can, go watch them as well. And we will keep in touch with you during the week as these events, biblical events, unfold before our very eyes. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those scriptures every day, as well as Ephesians 6, full and complete armor of God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, take the shield of faith, put it up to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. I go through that every morning. I armor up me, Chris, and the animals pretty much every single morning when I go into prayer. We also have Psalms down there for you to go look at, to go speak, to go be encouraged by. The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. Please incorporate that into your prayer life if you haven't. Jesus taught his disciples this way for a reason. We should be incorporating that into our walk with the Lord. Hebrews 11 and Esther. If you haven't read the book of Esther, I implore you in this time, please go read the entire book of Esther. It is 10 chapters. And do you know the book of Esther follows the timeline of John 10:10? John 10:10 is the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. The first half of the book of Esther is the thief, Haman, coming to steal, kill, and destroy from the people of God. And the second half is God giving them life and life more abundant, and Esther has 10 chapters. So John 10:10 and Esther actually run parallel to each other. So I encourage you to go look at both, but please read the book of Esther in this time, because the pages are coming to life before our very eyes within the earth. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. Keep the faith. We'll see you back on later in the week.